Warning, this episode is extra stabby. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, December the 11th, 2018.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
a Florida man bogarts all the booze.
A Florida woman pulls a knife on a man for fart shaming her.
A Florida man is attacked by mall ninjas.
It happens. And a Florida woman is in a hit and run with a plane.
Plus, Florida man versus tourist, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
So, well, this is December the 11th. How many days? 14 days till Christmas?
Yep.
How you?
2 weeks.
How you coming on my... Thank you. That's really good, Joel.
Yeah.
14 divided by 7.
A fortnight.
Okay. How are you coming on my Christmas present this year?
Like I said, it's already been ordered. I'm just waiting to receive it.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to order Tito's. You can just run down to the store and pick that up.
I know.
Gift cards at Total Wine, those are readily available.
They sell gift cards for the liquor store?
Yeah. 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 Yeah, I bought them before. Well, I haven't, but people's given them to me.
Yeah. Your enablers.
Yeah. It happens. It happens a lot. I ain't gonna lie.
I guess it's better
so
than
did
Walmart.
So did you decorate this year for Christmas?
We haven't yet. The tree's going to go up, and I just pulled...
You don't have a tree yet?
No. We do a real tree, so we kind of get it later, so it's still...
I read there was a shortage of real trees this year.
Really?
Yeah. Did you read that?
Now that you've mentioned it, I recall hearing something that it had something to do with the flooding up north earlier.
Was it?
In the year.
A lot of the trees come out of North and South Carolina.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've read that there was a shortage of Christmas trees in Florida.
Well, they usually have to ship them down from up north.
Well, yeah, you don't have spruces
no.
in South Florida.
No. Cypress.
Palm.
Yeah.
You don't see many palm Christmas trees in the house.
Not in the house, no. But out in the yard, yeah.
Well, in the yard, yeah. I mean, it's easy. You just throw some lights on it.
Mm-hmm.
Good to go.
Green ones on top and yellow ones all around.
I don't decorate the yard anymore. I'm thinking this year maybe I might. The extent of my decorations outside is usually changing the light bulb in the globe by the mailbox mm-hmm. to green instead
yeah,
of white.
I've noticed your neighbors have done that already.
Yeah. The problem this year is that somebody in their brilliant mind in this household decided to dig, and we cut the wire going to the mailbox, and we have a electrical issue. So my light hadn't worked for a while. I'm just waiting for the note from the homeowners association that I'm not participating in the luminary requirements per the agreement of the homeowners association.
Yeah.
Among the other violations that I have.
Yeah, we're probably not going to decorate outside this year, but yeah.
Why don't you at least get you one of those scene things? You know, that's got the projector out front.
We do have that actually. Yeah, I did pull that out of storage last night.
But you chose not to. That's going to be it for outside?
Maybe.
No inflatables? Inflatables are big this year.
Yeah, they've gotten cheaper.
Robots, droids, those types of things. Nothing? None of that?
No. It all depends on the wife's mood, whether she wants to decorate or not.
Okay.
I don't push the issue.
Yeah.
I just show up when she tells me to go.
That's why I have your man card.
Hey, it just makes life easier for me.
Let's get started for tonight. Story number one. Florida man was upset that his buddy was chugging all of his vodka. The situation escalated. Ooh, you got this one for me?
I did.
Fantastic.
I figured you would be able to...
So far, I'm siding with the guy who had the vodka that was chugged from.
Okay.
We're going to read the details.
All right.
A Florida man is accused of viciously attacking another man on Sunday evening in a dispute that was apparently over a bottle of vodka, authorities say. So far, I see nothing unusual about this. According to a police report from the Martin County Sheriff's Office, deputies responded to a battery call in Stewart. Now, where's Stewart?
Stewart is on the East Coast, north of the Fort Lauderdale area.
Okay. When they arrived to the American Legion parking lot. All right, this is getting better.
So you got a couple of old dudes.
Yep. And, quote, intoxicated, unquote, man covered in blood approached officer saying he had been beaten up by a homeless man named Louis Pacelli.
Hey, Louis.
Yeah. The victim, John O'Rourke, reported that he and Pacelli had been sitting in his van nearby in the parking lot of Lowe's.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we've gone from the American Legion to Lowe's.
So, yeah.
The two men had only known each other over a short time, having met at the Marion County Fairgrounds for a Thanksgiving dinner served by a church group.
All right, and this was on Sunday, so this is a couple days later. They've been
pen pals, and they decided to go chug some vodka in the parking lot of Lowe's. All right, this is getting weird. While sitting in the car, O'Rourke told officers that Pacelli asked him if he had any vodka. What was the intent of the encounter if they didn't know he had alcohol in the first place?
Yeah, they were just sitting in the car.
Just sitting in the car at Lowe's?
Hmm.
Something's afoot. The victim replied that he had a half pint and handed him the bottle, which Pacelli began to chug, read the report.
Chugging vodka straight out the warm bottle.
O'Rourke told Pacelli that he was, quote, upset, unquote, that he was drinking all his booze. And that's when the situation escalated. Pacelli then allegedly grabbed the man by his hair, slammed his head against the steering wheel, and dragged him out of the van and beat the shit out of him, biting his ear in the process.
What is this, Vander Holyfield? Jesus Christ.
When O'Rourke grabbed a stick, to defend himself, he said Pacelli threw his bike at him.
Oh, God. All right, so let's recant.
You're sitting right. in the Lowe's parking lot.
Let's recant
your homeless buddy that you met at the shelter. Right,
okay, hang on. Let's go through the series of events here. I need a whiteboard. All right, so this dude met a homeless man on Thanksgiving.
At the fairgrounds.
They decided to hook up at the Lowe's for some unknown reason.
On Sunday.
I want to know why they chose it. Were they just going to hang out in the van in the parking lot, or what was the...
Maybe that's where the homeless guy hangs out, is in the woods next to Lowe's.
He got his ass kicked, and then he grabbed a stick.
Yeah.
And then Pacelli threw his bike at him. So the homeless man rode his bike to meet him in the parking lot of Lowe's.
Yes.
Just they go hang out, shoot the shit.
I guess.
Try to hook up with somebody needing some labor to.
I think maybe there might have been some hooking up going on. I'm speculating. There's nothing, no evidence of that whatsoever.
Okay, all right, we're not going to go there. He said Pacelli threw his bike at him, which snapped the stick in half. So it was a small stick.
Yeah, it was not a very sturdy stick.
Otherwise, it'd been a log.
Yeah.
But it's quoted as stick.
Yeah. Or branch. It could have been
branch.
A branch.
Branch. That's a great, thank you, Jeff. That's good enough. The victim said Pacelli then punched his face multiple times and slammed his face into the curb.
Jesus Christ.
And then fled on his bike. But not before he threatened to come back and murder O'Rourke at midnight.
He gave him a time.
Yep.
God Jesus damn. Christ. This is a story.
While O'Rourke was being treated for a head laceration in a local hospital, officers went back to the Lowe's parking lot where they encountered Pacelli. He came back to the scene of the crime.
Yeah, well.
Who had slurred speech. Well, yeah, he just chugged a pint of vodka.
Yep.
Watery eyes and dried blood on the front and back of his hands.
You didn't even wash his hands?
When asked about the blood, Pacelli said he cut himself shaving. Now, when was the last time you saw a homeless man riding a bicycle that was clean shaven? He said he cut himself shaving, read the report, which adds there were no cuts on his face consistent with a shaving injury.
Okay. You cut yourself shaving, but the face healed before the blood got
hours
washed
later.
Off your hands. Yeah.
On the ground near the victim's van, officers found a large pool of blood, a broken stick, and an empty blood-stained vodka bottle.
That's just sad.
Officers ran the suspect's name and found an outstanding warrant for violation of a domestic violence injunction, and he was placed under arrest. It took the warrant of that to arrest him? The evidence there of the blood on the hand, the lying of the shaving.
That's, well, you know.
They arrested him on a prior incident.
It's one man's word against another. You know?
While in the patrol car, the affidavit says he began to curse at officers, tried to make himself throw up, and spat on a deputy.
Jeez. This guy is not all there.
The 52-year-old was charged with aggravated battery and... here we go. All right. Let me make sure I get this right. The 52-year-old was charged with aggravated battery with great bodily harm and battery on a law enforcement officer.
So he beat the shit out of the guy.
With great bodily harm.
Great bodily harm, battery on an officer.
He was taken to the Martin County Jail where he remains. Bond was set at $12,500. So much left.
I don't know. I think that story was sufficient. There were enough details in this one.
I just want to why.
I just get. I like the picture of the.
Oh, you have photos?
The broken stick. No, just the image that these words give you of the broken stick laying on the ground next to the van with the blood covered vodka bottle. That's like imagery. A stick.
I guess you grab whatever you can get.
Yeah.
So the moral of the story is,
don't hook up with a homeless guy that you meet at Thanksgiving dinner.
I'd go there. Yeah. I have a better one.
Okay.
If you're homeless and you go to find somebody, you know, that you, a friend, and you want vodka, bring your own.
Mm-hmm.
This would have been fine if the homeless man had brought his own vodka.
Yeah. Well, he's obviously a user.
Well, we don't say user. Well, user is for drugs.
No. Like personally a user. Like he didn't bring his own vodka. He used the other guy's. Hey, you got any vodka? Oh yeah, here, take a swig, and he chugs it. That's a user.
I'd have come across the table too, if that's all I had.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
I would have brought a gun. You know, if I'm gonna sit there and drink, I would have brought more than a pint.
Yeah.
So a little bit on here on O'Rourke. He should have brought more to drink.
Yeah. Well, maybe he could. I mean, he was having Thanksgiving dinner at the fairgrounds by a church group. Maybe he wasn't that well off. He couldn't afford more than a pint. True.
Well, apparently he didn't have any. He didn't bring any. He brought a bike.
Oh, no, I'm talking about O'Rourke, the guy with the...
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. Good point.
I wonder what kind of vodka it was. Popov.
You think so? No Grey Goose here?
I mean, it was a half a pint, though, so he didn't get the big plastic jug of Popov.
No.
That just is your best, damn, your best bang for the buck.
The Boone's Farm of vodka. Yeah. Distilled once.
Story number two. Florida woman pulls knife on a man who confronted her about farting.
Now, let's be clear on this. Mm-hmm. I am very, when I saw this in the show notes, I'm really curious about this story because okay. I, as has been stated numerous times,
you are a connoisseur.
I'm a connoisseur of good farts.
Yeah. Okay, so for a Dania Beach woman, passing gas while waiting in line at a Dollar General store led to her arrest on a charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill.
Wait. Number one,
mm-hmm.
Where is Danana?
Dania.
Dania? Where's yes. Dania Beach?
Broward County. So between Hollywood and Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. So she passes gas while waiting in line at the Dollar General. But a fart being an aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Oh, no. The fart was not the deadly weapon.
Oh, I thought the fart was the deadly
weapon.
No.
Oh, here we
go.
All
right, go.
It's what police say she did after a man in line complained about the act that led to the charge. According to a Broward Sheriff's Office complaint affidavit, Shanetta Yvette Wilson, age 37, was in the checkout line at the Dollar General store on South Federal Highway in Dania Beach on Sunday evening. John Walker, this guy's name is Johnny Walker. John Walker, the customer standing next to her, got into a verbal dispute, quote, in reference to the defendant farting loudly, according to the affidavit. Wilson allegedly pulled a, quote, lockback knife from her purse, opened the knife, and told the victim she was going to, quote, gut him.
Damn.
The police report said. While doing so, she pulled back her right hand with the knife as if she was going to attack the victim with it, the report read. Walker was, quote, in fear that he was going to be stabbed by the defendant, unquote. After police were called, Wilson was found by deputies in the area of Northwest 5th Avenue and identified by Walker. Wilson was arrested and taken to the Paul Rain Detention Facility in Pompano Beach. Her bail was set at $2,500.
So this is one of the stories that are lacking grave details. Number one, so I have many questions. Number one, how many times did she fart? What was the quality of the fart? What had she eaten that day, and was the fart actually aromatically worthy of the aggravated battery charges? So many details. Yeah. So many details.
Again, this was on Sunday evening, so it was not Taco Tuesday.
It wasn't Taco Tuesday. It wasn't Meatloaf Monday.
Could have been anything. Sunday dinner. It's usually a rich protein-based dinner.
It is. Alcohol helps. Not so much wine or liquor, but, you know, beer, you get some good beer farts. A lot of good beer farts.
Well, I like to pour my beer in a glass so that the bubbles come out more, so you're not
sure.
It's not as gassy.
It's not? Is that the trick that you use?
That is the trick I use. I do that with soda.
Does it work?
Yeah, yeah. If drinking out of a bottle or a can is I get a lot more gas than if I pour it in a glass.
Thank you. Thank you, Joel, for that.
Just life pro tips.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, last week we covered baked potatoes. And
this week is farts.
How to avoid just gas in general.
No, gas X. I mean, there's always that. Yep. But I just find that's cheating. Better to burp and taste it than fart and waste it.
Okay.
Wait a minute. That has nothing to do with the story, right?
No.
That's the opposite of the point I'm trying to make.
So these were not silent but deadlies. These were loud farts. They
loud
were
rips.
More on the acoustic side.
Have you ever like for gag gifts, and we're coming to Christmas, and you have your white lot. Everybody has a lot of people have white elephant parties and things. So a great gag gift for white elephant is the remote control fart machine.
Mm-hmm.
$12 or $13 on Amazon.
Yep.
And you take it and you sticky tape it under the chair of somebody, and you can remote control it. And it's like all these different. Yeah.
Yeah, and they got multiple different sounds.
Oh, yeah.
So it doesn't.
You know, those types. And it's, yeah, that never gets old.
No.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
There's an even better way is, you don't have to buy a specific device for it. You can get one of those fart apps for your phone.
Really?
Yeah. And hook it up to a Bluetooth speaker.
Did not know that.
Just hide the Bluetooth speaker or wherever.
Yeah, but now the Bluetooth speaker.
You can get them at Five Below now.
That's true. How much are they?
$5 or less.
Oh, that hits the point, Five Below.
Yeah.
Not temperature cost.
No. Yeah. But yeah, so this.
I do love a good.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie.
So if you were in Dollar General, would you have applauded her for the.
Oh, hell yeah. Bitch, that's strong. Yeah, that's your A game.
So you wouldn't have got the knife pulled on you.
Oh, no, absolutely not. No.
All right.
Nope. Not me. Not on my watch. All right, story number three. Florida man was slashed with a sword on Thanksgiving by his wife and her boyfriend.
You always got to feel for a guy when any story mentions a wife and her
boyfriend. And her boyfriend, yeah. The wife of a man found... Oh, my God. Let me start this again. The wife of a man found disemboweled by a Rockledge neighbor on Thanksgiving and her boyfriend have been arrested in connection with the stabbing. That's not a stabbing. That's a gutting.
Yeah, pretty much.
Disemboweled is your gut and your bowels, your guts are hanging out of your stomach.
Yes, exactly.
I learned that on Grey's Anatomy.
I learned that on Game of Thrones.
The victim, who police said was nearly butchered alive with a sword, has been identified as Jackie Ramsey III. Witnesses said he stumbled out of a home on Carolina Avenue to ask for help from his neighbors Thursday morning, according to the police.
So this was on Thanksgiving morning.
Damn.
He's lucky he got cut before dinner because, you know.
The response time would have been a little bit more.
Yeah.
Or his belly would have been full.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
He'd have blown up.
Yep.
Witnesses said Jackie Ramsey was nearly slashed to death and was hugging his intestines against his body. Police said Ramsey's wife, Amanda Ramsey, 30, and her boyfriend... Luis Nunez, 22, were arrested Tuesday in Volusia County.
Now, she's robbing the cradle there.
Volusia County is...
Daytona.
Daytona, right.
Investigators, one of our top three areas.
Is. Investigators described the victim's injuries as, quote, horrific. He never saw it coming, said Lieutenant Donna Seifert of the Rockledge Police Department. The injuries were horrific. I don't think I can stress that enough.
So, was this horrific? But yeah.
Oh yeah, right. I think they're trying to emphasize the word horrific.
Well, yeah, I would say holding your intestines into your body. That's
a bad day.
That's horrific.
That's a bad day.
Yeah.
That's I'm not going to be able to go to work tomorrow.
He's lucky he had the guts to survive.
I got you with that one.
Amanda Ramsey's mother, Penny Petro, said it doesn't make sense to her. Doesn't make sense, and that her daughter would never put her two young children in danger. Well, apparently, she wasn't at the scene of the crime.
And it wasn't her kids that she stabbed.
Right. Quote, she never would have brought the kids to see that type of incident, said Petro. Well, the kids didn't know that was going to be a scene. All right, never mind.
Yeah.
Petro said her daughter had been staying with her for months and only brought the children to the home for the holiday.
And she decided to bring the boyfriend along with her?
Yeah, why not?
That's smart.
She said Amanda Ramsey told her the victim wanted more time with the children and was angry. He left and got a butcher knife, some kind of knife, and was attacking her, said Petro. Police do not believe Jackie Ramsey was attacked out of self-defense. Quote, their versions of the events were definitely different from the ones we were ultimately able to get from the victim, says Seifert. The victim was far more plausible.
Well, yeah, you kind of tend to believe
the
guy.
Do you believe the guy that's like, the lady's like, I don't know what happened over here. And he's got his guts laying on the floor.
Yeah.
Photos of the scene show the man with injuries too graphic to be detailed.
I think they've given us enough detail. His guts were hanging out of his body.
A.K.A. horrific.
Yeah.
Police said they believe the victim was set up and he did not know about his wife's relationship with Nunez. Man. Records show that Jackie Ramsey and Amanda Ramsey got married on Valentine's Day in 2017.
That's a red flag right there.
Amanda Ramsey filed for divorce a couple days after the stabbing, telling the court that she and her husband have been separated since August. In her petition, she wrote, quote, the respondent has an immediate history of violence, abuse, and neglect.
Well, yeah, she got violent, she abused him, and then she neglected to call the ambulance on him.
Jackie Ramsey remains hospitalized for his injury.
That's one tough son of a bitch right there.
So where's the where's the sword? There's no. What did she attack him with?
It says that it was a sword that they slashed him with.
Who has a sword at the house? Was like, what, a ninja swords?
You can buy that shit at the mall.
You can?
Yeah, there's always some crazy-ass knife store that's...
Oh, yeah.
Got some dude with a ponytail and weighs 400 pounds sitting behind the
desk. That's a fucked up Thanksgiving lunch. That's a bad day.
Yeah. And he didn't even get his Thanksgiving dinner.
No. He'd have blowed up if he did this shit. He had a full belly of that shit. I know what I eat. I'm thinking we had a huge...
Yeah.
I kind of wish somebody would cut my stomach that way. Been like a C-section. That's better.
So, now it is time, as always, for a game called Florida Man or Tourist.
Florida Man or Tourist.
So, each week I give a list of five famous or infamous people, and Phil has to guess if each one is a Florida man, meaning he was born in the Sunshine State, or a tourist, meaning he has been in Florida for less than a year. For the sake of the game, Florida Man can be a man, woman, boy, or girl, and if Phil guesses correctly on three or more people, he wins. If he misses on three or more, I win. And this week, we have a theme going along with our last two stories.
Okay.
This theme is the bringing a knife to a gunfight edition.
Ooh, all right, I'm good with that one. All right, that sounds
good. So these are all people who got shot after they brandished a pointy, stabby type weapon.
Okay.
So you have to tell me if each story took place in Florida or somewhere else.
Got it. I'm on it.
All right, the first story. Police shoot at a man during a knife assault, miss... but apprehended him anyway.
I'm going with tourists.
Tour.
Our Florida Police Department is pretty good shots. They got a lot of practice. So right. I'm going with tourists.
Okay. Number two, man armed with machete shot and killed outside of a pool hall.
That sounds like a Florida man.
Number three, deputies shoot and kill hospital patient brandishing a sharp piece of glass.
Hospital patient, sharp piece of glass. I don't remember. Tourist.
All right. Number four, mom shoots adult son after he pulls out a samurai sword during an argument.
That's Florida man. Gotta be.
And number five, deputies shoot and kill man holding a meat cleaver outside an apartment complex.
Wait, say it again.
Deputies shoot and kill a man holding a meat cleaver outside an apartment complex.
Tourist.
Okay. So our first story, police shoot at man during knife assault, miss, but apprehended him anyway. You said this was a tourist, and this one took place in Queens, New York.
Bam!
It was the NYPD that missed when they shot at him. Only fired once, but that was enough to scare him into giving up. Our second story, man armed with machete, shot and killed outside a pool hall. You said that this one was a Florida man, and this took place in Coral Springs, Florida.
Bam!
So, yeah, this guy was actually, it wasn't even the cops that shot him. It was one of the people he pulled the knife on, or the machete on. Yep. Why you carry? Number three, deputies shoot and kill hospital patient brandishing a sharp piece of glass. You said that
I'm not sure about this one.
You said that was a tourist, mm-hmm. and that was a Florida man that took place in Tamarack. Deputy shot and killed 30-year-old Tamarack hospital patient who was threatening others Saturday night, according to the Broward County Sheriff's Office. Staff called the BSO to report that Jarvis Randall, a patient at the facility, was violent and threatening other people at the hospital with an edged glass weapon. When deputies arrived at the facility, they tried to calm down Randall, who was demonstrating, quote, aggressive, threatening behavior. After a beanbag gun that was used to try to peacefully subdue Randall did not work, he charged the deputies, three of whom fired their weapons.
A what?
A beanbag gun.
What the fuck is a beanbag gun?
It's basically a gun that shoots a beanbag at you to basically knock the wind out of you so they can get control of it. It's a non-lethal weapon that police usually use for crowd control, like at riots.
Huh. I never heard of such.
Oh, yeah. You should watch some videos of people being knocked out with that shit.
I'm
yeah.
thinking like a cornhole bag. No?
Similar, yeah. But it's a gun. It's basically a shotgun that shoots that at you instead of a shell.
Sweet. Where do you get those? I got to look at those.
I'm pretty sure you have to be like a law enforcement officer.
Not in Florida.
All right. So you missed that one. Number four. Mom shoots adult son after he pulls out a samurai sword during an argument. You said that is a Florida man.
Oh, yeah.
And that is a Texas man. That took place in Fort Worth. Yeah, a Texas mother fired one shot into her adult son's leg on Monday after he pulled out a samurai sword during a heated argument, report said. The Dallas Morning News reported that the 21-year-old man was taken to a nearby hospital with minor injuries. The mother will not likely face charges.
2-2.
2-2. So it all comes down to number five. Number five, deputies shoot and kill man holding a meat cleaver outside an apartment complex. You said tourist, and this one took place in Pensacola. Yeah, Florida authorities say they shot and killed a man who was holding a meat cleaver. The Escambia County deputies responded early Saturday morning to a call about a murder in an apartment complex.
All right, so I lost, huh?
You did.
I came out strong, and then I petered out at the end.
You did. It all came down story to the last of my life.
One. Story of my life.
Yep. All right.
All righty. So I'm still ahead for the year, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. You're way ahead. All right, and our final story tonight. Florida woman charged with DUI after crashing into a fence and hitting an airplane.
An airplane. Was the airplane running or was it?
No, the fence she crashed through was at an airport.
Oh.
Yeah, so Manatee County deputies arrested.
Where
was that? Sarasota, or north of Sarasota.
Oh, okay.
Bradenton.
Right. Yeah, Bradenton. Right.
All right, so Manatee County deputies arrested a 40-year-old woman after she crashed into an airplane and two fences.
Is that fences or feces?
Fences.
Fences, okay.
Yeah, there's an N in there.
Got it. I see it now.
It happened at the Sarasota-Bradenton International Airport on Wednesday around 9:45 p.m. Manatee County deputies located and arrested Mary Dostal about 5 minutes away from the airport on 15th Street East. According to an arrest report, deputies say she smelled of alcohol. Go figure.
It happens.
Deputies saw an open box of wine on the front passenger floorboard.
She brought the good shit.
Yeah. Dostal said it was from yesterday.
Uh-huh.
She also told deputies she
Tuesday.
Only had
That's
one.
A good, that was a good vintage.
She also told deputies she only had one glass of wine and thought she was in Ohio.
Oh, well, it happens.
Yeah. Quote, there's a fuel tank. There's several other aircraft on the ramp. She could have hit all those airplanes, but she didn't, obviously, said Jacob Kaiser, spokesperson for Universal Flight Services. Universal Flight Services uses the plane that was damaged to teach students how to fly. It had about $10,000 to $15,000 worth of damage.
Damn.
The left-hand flap of the aircraft is pretty bent up, but it's minor in nature. Things on airplanes are expensive, said Kaiser.
You know what all I see is the dude from the... What the farmer's insurance thing?
And we covered it.
We covered it.
Not so much on DUIs but crashing into airplanes.
Yeah, no, the insurance company isn't going to cover that.
Yeah, the asteroid that comes. Yeah, and we didn't cover it.
Yeah. It could have been a lot worse than that, and no one was hurt, so no one was injured, so that's what mattered, he added. According to an arrest report, Dostal's breath sample showed a blood alcohol content of between 0.14 and 0.149.
Well, that's not terrible.
That's not, no, that's...
0.8's the legal. I think 0.8's the... 0.08 is the...
0.08, yeah. So it's not quite double the legal limit, but it's enough that
terrible.
You should know
Ohio. Yeah, the key thing is here that she drank enough to think she was in Ohio.
Yeah.
So she's stupid and drunk. But 0.14 is not something, you know, that's not.
No.
That's not terrible.
That's, I mean, that's, it, you shouldn't be driving if you're 0.14, but you're not going to be driving into a fence and then into an airplane and true. Then out through another fence.
Yeah, true.
The airport's chief operating officer said the airport is secure. As soon as she broke into a fence, an alarm sounded and law enforcement responded. She was seen on camera the entire time. She has bonded out of jail.
Damn.
Boxed wine.
Should have taken the left at Albuquerque.
You know, if you're resorting down to boxed wine.
Oh, come on. There's some good boxed wine. I heard.
If you're resorting to boxed wine that's on the floorboards of your car.
Well, it's better than a bottle. You don't want it rattling
from
around.
From the day before. You know it's not cold.
Yeah, that's good. Well, maybe it's red wine. Eh? Yeah?
Hot grape
juice. Stumped you, didn't I, huh? All right, that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Men, like SD Panda, who left this review on Apple Podcasts. Love the podcast, guys. Keep up the great work. As an accountant, you make the days go by faster and give me some good laughs when I'm stuck number crunching for hours on end. Much love from your... possibly your only fan from South Dakota. Actually,
no. This, I am going to kick Chris's ass.
No, I don't think that's Chris.
No, it's not Chris. That's what pisses me off. He's in South Dakota.
Yeah, so we have at least two fans in South Dakota. Yep.
And now ST Panda is better than Chris, who's been on the podcast and lives there.
Yeah.
And don't give us no reviews.
No reviews,
no,
from
nothing.
Chris. Nope.
Nothing.
Nope.
And I'm going to throw another twist on that one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's getting married. Guess who his best man is?
Yeah, that's you.
Me.
Yeah.
And the son of a bitch can't even put a review on there.
No.
Well, whoever said SD Panda, thank you.
And
I'm going to kick Chris's ass.
My brother listens. He hasn't left a review either, but he at least gives us.
Well, he called in.
$1.
At least he participated.
Yeah, that's true. He did call in, left a voicemail, and he's subscribed on Patreon, so we'll cut him.
All right, I'll
slack,
take care of Chris. I am going to deal with this. I am going to make this right.
But yeah, SD Panda, I'm assuming SD stands for South Dakota. You are not the only South Dakota listener. We know of at least one because we have a friend who is.
He doesn't listen. He said he didn't.
I put it on his phone.
It doesn't mean he's not he's not that smart.
Yeah, true.
He's not that smart. He picked me for his best man. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Seriously. Anybody picks you for best anything.
I know, right? Thank you, Miss. It is Miss, right? Mr. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. They're an accountant, so, either way.
50-50. Yep. All right. Well, whoever you are, SD Panda, appreciate you.
Yes, thank you.
Like us and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Just send an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridamen or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen.
And we would like to thank our new favorite listener,
Katie. We have a new one?
We do. Katie subscribed at the Daytona level.
No way.
Making her our biggest patron and therefore our favorite patron.
Wow.
Our favorite listener. Yeah. Katie bumped Jessica. Jessica's been our favorite for a couple weeks, but Katie bumped her out of the top spot. And, you know, we do appreciate all of our patrons who help keep the electrons flowing, including Katie, Jessica, Heather, Roxanne, and Travis. And if you want a shout out on the show, just subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen at any level.
So we had a phone conversation with Heather today. Heather was our first Patreon, right?
Yes.
And and even though we do say our favorite, we are monetarily stimulated here, so it is, you know, Katie is subscribed at the Daytona level, which is our first. Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah. That almost covers our bills for the month, so that's awesome.
When am I ever gonna see any money of this?
When we start making a profit.
Oh.
We get one more Daytona level person, we will be.
So I may get a couple bucks a month?
Sure.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
Our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with number one, The Battle of the Florida Man. And Tracy, you can kiss my ass.
Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's the Florida Man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida Man.